the most basic yisaidus of Aramuna, what it means to be a mamin, and what does it mean to do a mitzvah. And we're going to try to go through the perek, and then I'll add on mitzvah different inyonim, where I feel that it's necessary to elaborate, maybe using more of the Svaram HaKadoshim to elaborate some of the Nekudas, the morale. Otherwise, since the footnotes are so extensive, it fills in a lot of the missing gaps that we have in the text itself with the morale's teachings in other places. We were talking about the fact that there are certain pu'ulas that animals and human beings have in common. There are certain actions that animals have in common with human beings. And in this respect, a human being also has a tivius, he has a teva, he has a certain nature that in many ways resembles the behemoth. But that certainly could not be, as the Maral explains, it could not be that those pu'ulas that he shares in common with an animal, eating and drinking and so on, that those are mitzad hashleimus shabai. That could not possibly be a manifestation of the perfection of what a human being can be, of the ideal human being. It can't possibly be. And that was the whole arichas that we had last week, explaining how every single thing in this world the Baruch Shalom has equipped. Everything in the world of Baruch Shalom is equipped with exactly what it needs in order to accomplish its specific and unique shlichus. Everything in this world has a shlichus. We don't understand exactly what is the purpose of this animal, this this bird, v'chulu. But everything in the world has a shlichus, and everything in the world was given what it needs in order to accomplish the shlichus. The last thing we were talking about was this famous chazal, the Gemara in Kedushin, which was on page Lamed. The Gemara in Kedushin, which tells us, let's do quickly, take a minute, just the Chazad Gemara, just the Chazad piece, because really it's mostly just the Gemara. B'Sayv Kedushin, let's just read on the Flamen again, the Chazad Gemara. B'Sayv Kedushin, Tanya, V'Shimon, V'Rev, Lozer, Oimer, Miyomer, L'Arisi, Tzvi, Kaitz, V'Ari, Sabol, V'Shu'al, Chanvoni. Rabbi Shimon said, I have never seen that there should be a Tzvi, a deer, that should have to work at preparing its drying the food in the fields, v'ari sabal. I've never seen that a lion that had to hire itself out as a treger, as a schlepper, as a shual, or I've never seen a shual, a fox, as a chanvani, as a businessman, as a owner. I've never seen such a thing. Famous panisim shalei betzar. Okay, they're able to earn their panos, they're able to sustain themselves without any tzar, without any anguish whatsoever. V'hem le nivra elisham sheini, and all of these creatures were all created to serve men. And I, the human being, I was created to serve the Rabbani Shalom. If all these animals were created just to serve mankind, right? And mispanism shalai bitsar. Safkosav, who are they? All these animals are avodim la avodim. They're servants of a servant. And they have their parnasa berevach shalai bitsar, without any anguish, without any difficulties. So then it should be. So if I was created to serve the master of the universe himself, then there certainly should be that there should be no tzar. I should have what I need. Why should we be sidetracked with all kinds of mishagas? We have to run around like mishagoyim. We're supposed to be sitting and learning and davening, be mizdatkin to Hashem, to have the yishev adas to serve him. So it should be shalom at tzar. Why do we have tzar? So the Gemara says, it's true. That's the natural teva of man. The halakim asa asadam yosha, man, by virtue of who he really is, what a human being really is, the atzmius of a person, the etzim, really, lamaisa, everything should be taken care of. But what? But there's something artificial that I've introduced into my life. Since I have distorted my life with aveiras, and aveiras is a distortion. And aveir is a yitzia midarech hateva, from the nature of a Jew. So because I've distorted my life, mimele, I've thrown my entire life into this chaotic state of having to engage in the 39 melachas and all of the klolos and the curses and so on that are the result of the 39 melachas. Harei, so that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Kedushin. Samaral says, "Harei shabiru ki apulus v'hamalachis sha'isa adam mitzarech panosa eni mitzad ma'ilus adam." So we see from this Gemara that the fact that you and I, that we have to work and we have to earn, not only that we have to work, but it's bitzar. It's benafshay yavi lachmai. We're coming to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's benafshay yavi lachmai that you have to mamish pour all your koiches into what into narishkeit. It's not here and not there. It's going to be by tomorrow. It's all together bottle for oivei. We pour all of our koiches and efforts into things that are not that have no meaning, that don't last. That's not mitzad ma'ilus ha'adam. That's not because of man's maila. It's the result of man's chisaron. It's the result of that distortion that we were just talking about. Man in his original state, man in his ideal state, as I mentioned last week, in his Shabbos Dik state, it's supposed to be Yom Shekula Shabbos Amaluch, supposed to be in Gansan Shabbos Dik. Man in his pure, pristine, ideal state does not have to be a tailor, doesn't have to worry about building, doesn't have to worry about preparations and achanis and so on. All of that, as I told you, was all part of the Lamates Malachas that come as a result of that distortion that brought about the secondary mitzias that's called Bezes Apechatoich Alechem. Now that you have to sweat and you have to work, there's all distortion. That's why I once mentioned in the Shir in Shul that we already have a Kabbalah from the Kadmonim. It's based upon the morale that the first thing that a Jew eats, that the, and this you have Bein the Ashkenazim and Bein the Sfardim, they have different type. But on Shabbos, after we wash, the first thing to have is fish. Even though there was a whole machlokes, it's a famous mice by Koshin Samagi that someone wanted to put the kugel before the fish before the kugel was a whole amazing mice there. But the truth is that we mostly have fish, and by Bnei Ashkenaz, the meaning is to have gefilte fish, and even by Bnei Sfard, most of them have fish that don't have any bones. And Bechlal, you know that the malacha that I mentioned last week, the malachas that Al Sidur de Paz, the malachas of Boirer, those malachas that to a large extent are related to making a distinction between what is necessary and what's not necessary, right? Boirer means to separate the psalus, to separate that which is rejected from that which is good. And Shabbos doesn't recognize, as I mentioned last week, Shabbos is not makabel this idea that there is a need to be mevarer. Shabbos is kulei toiv, it's kulei or. That's the meaning of Shabbos. Shabbos is a taste of what it's like when malach deinasas aydeh cheyrim, when you don't have to be involved in the 39 malachas, which are from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's pure, it's clear. Therefore, the meaning of having fish is in the Maral Svarim we find that fish come from the Yisoid Hamayim. Fish is the embodiment of that world that's called of the ocean, of the water. No? So in the Maral's writings, he discusses this at length in Gevuras Hashem, and I'm only saying this because it's necessary to be mashlim this inyan. The Maral says in Gevuras Hashem that there is a struggle that's taking place between man and water. See, man is tzura. He's the epitome of what? Of a ruchnius dike tzura. Tzura means that which has meaning, that which has form, that which has personality and tachlis. Water, on the other hand, is the embodiment of chaymer. Even though we find in Chazal, the Gemara Bava Kama says, Ein Torah Elamayim, Shnema Kol Tzomer L'chulamayim, that we find that water is a symbol of Torah, but Be'emes in Pnimius Hadvarim, water is the anti-tzura. What do I mean by that? You see, a human being who possesses a tachlis, who possesses a neshama, a personality, there are certain things that he's makabel, and there are certain things that he's not makabel. That's the essence of a human being, to make a choice. Bechira. Man, by virtue of his humanity, resists certain things that he feels don't belong in his life. Mashayna kain water. The Maral says, water is makabel everything. What's the one animal that's the most chumriest, the most physical of all behemoths in the world, according to Torah? The most physical animal in the world is what? The chamor, the donkey. Its name is chomer. The donkey is the most chumriest dick animal. The haraya, it's soivel hakol. You could put the Brooklyn Bridge on his back. He'll try. He's soivel everything. Because he has no, that's why the Maral says that Mashiach, we have a Kabbalah, Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mashiach are coming in riding on a donkey, which means that the spiritual form is overriding or defeating or controlling physical matter. That's the meaning of Mashiach. That the Ruchnius will direct the Gashmius. We're caught in a world like Bilam, where the donkey was riding upon him, Maven Yovin, as Rashi brings down, right? That's where the Chaimer is riding upon the human being. The Emes is that a human being is supposed to be in control of his Chaimer. He has the ability to control his Chaimer. Therefore, we find Mayim, water, is the opposite. Water has no personality. It has nothing of its own. It only is a makabel. Makabel means it doesn't have the koiches of all physical matter. And amongst animals, the chamor is the most physical. In the world of doimim, of inanimate physical matter, water is the most physical, even though it's very fine and it's very beautiful, but it accepts anything. You want to throw a boat in, you throw a boat in. You want to throw pistachios, you throw pistachios. It's not an argument. I'll take whatever you put. Therefore, from the beginning of time, when it says in Pasuk, Yikavu Hamayim, right? Yikavu Hamayim, that the Baruch Shem told the waters to gather in one place. You remember to make room for men. So Rashi says Yikavu has the two possibilities. Yikavu Hamayim could mean from the lashon of gathering like a mikveh into one body of water, so to make room for man, or it could also mean from the lashon of what? Tikva, kave el Hashem, which means to have hope, which Rashi brings from Chazal, that let's see what's going to be with this Adam. Let's see. If he's a Shabbos de Gemensh, if he lives up to what that world of the Tzura of Ruchni is, then the waters of the world will have to make room for him. Like the waters of the world made room for Moshe Rabbeinu and Knesset Yisrael, when the Tzura of all mankind, the Jewish people, were created, then the oceans of the world had to move aside. Because in truth, Gashmias should move away for Ruchnias. Gashmias, physical matter, should submit to spiritual will. Right? Should. So therefore Hashem told the waters, listen, Yikavu Hamayim, if the human being lives up to that madreg of who he can be, then it's from the lashon of let the waters gather in one place and make room for the Adam. A human being is here. It's a gewaldige thing, a human being. Right? So it says in Pasuk, Uridu b'dgas hayom. Right? The Rebbeinu Shalom told Adam that he has the ability to rule over the fish of the sea. Look at Rashi there. Uridu could mean a lashon of controlling, of ruling, or it could mean a lashon of yirida. And once again, Hashem says that if Adam is successful, then he will control the fish of the seas. He will be the master over the physical world symbolized by the fish and by the oceans. If not, then the oceans will wipe him away. And the Mabul was the realization of man's failure. Therefore, the destruction of man was davka through the Yisayid HaMayim, that means physical life destroyed spiritual life, or the potential of spiritual life. And therefore, the only animals that survived were what? Were the fish that come from the Yisayid HaMayim. So we understand. It makes sense then, according to this whole Torah that we're learning, that I'm explaining right now, that when a person comes Shabbos, the first thing that he eats is what? Is a piece of fish. After he makes kiddush and makes the hamayitzi white. Why? Because the fish is a reenactment of what? Uradu b'degas hayom. It could be that the 6 days of the week, I was being defeated by Manhattan, by work. It could be I was defeated by some of those billboards and some of the papers, and I was mamish losing the whole week. But when it comes to Shabbos, uradu b'degas hayom, a person takes hold of who he is. And memela, that's the real man that emerges, that still has control over the physical world, over physical matter. And the physical act that shows that is that davke, that a person has control. In other words, he eats the fish of the sea, uradu b'degas hayom. And davke, the hanhage of b'nei Ashkenaz, and even b'nei Sfad, who mostly have fried fish, is that it's fish that's prepared without bones. That why? It's partial, that we shouldn't have any problems with taking out the bones on Shabbos. There shouldn't be any problem with Baira. Because the whole inyan of Baira means that it's a world where there's still that struggle taking place between good and evil, between physical and spiritual. There's still the confusion. We're still stuck in the Ilana de Sveika, the tree of doubt. Shabbos, there are no doubts. Shabbos is kulei or, as I explained last week. Shabbos is 100%. Man is victorious. Didon Natsach. It's the victory of man. Therefore, what the Maral is saying here is that man in his natural state does not have to engage in all different malachas. All malach, if you think of it, what's all work? I mentioned this. All work is the process of birurim. That's why this whole period of history until the days of Mashiach is called the period of birur. That period that precedes and enters into Mashiach is called the period of yichud, of yichudim. Right now, we're in the... we have... Some of the tzaddikim said that we're holding ready now by the time of the Yichudim. I don't know, many of us don't feel that, we don't see that. But all of these birurim, having to sow and having to build and so on, that's all part of the distorted reality that came as a result of man's failure to live up to his potential. So the Maral says, therefore, Rak b'Gan Eden, Hayy b'Loy Devar Meilu. Therefore, in Gan Eden, these things were not necessary. V'im Kain, Ein Eilu Peulus La'Adam Mitzad Hashleimus. These actions, all these necessary things that we have to engage in order to survive, these are not a reflection. These are not a manifestation of man's greatness. This is man, even though, again, as I explained last week, his work could be of a very noble nature. Afal Pichein, it's still not Mitzad Hashleimus. Therefore, the behemoths that were given their instructions and carry out their shlichus, they have what they need to carry out their shlichus, and there's no distortion. They don't have bechir. It's nishkei chachma, but this is the metzias. Im kein pu'ulis elohim la'odem yitzad chisaron. Shechot of kopach parnasasa, that as a result of man's sin, the parnasa was spoiled. Belulei zelohay tzarech l'dvarim elu. V'zocher shleisha dvarim. So the Maral continues and explains. V'zocher shleisha dvarim. And the Gemara gave three examples, three animals, the tzvi, the ari, and the shuel, right? The deer, the lion, and the fox. Stamral says, ki ba'adam shleisha dvar, because there are three dimensions to man's existence. This is throughout the writings of the Maral. Haguf, the body, the hanefesh, the emotional, spiritual connection to the physical body, v'haseichel, the highest madrega, which is the intellect, which is the seat of the neshama. Haguf, hanefesh, v'haseichel. Hu b'chol shloishton, mishamish ha'odem behem letzarech chiyuso. The tragedy is that man has to use all three levels of his existence in order to earn a living. That's what it means, b'nafsho yovi lachmai. B'guf, I said, of a poshet, that he has to use his guf. B'nafsha yovilachl means that one has to engage even his spiritual kaiches in order to make a living. That's an unbelievable tragedy. I remember I asked my father, it bothered me when I was a kid. I was in a class, and everyone, the first day the teacher, I hate it when the teacher asked what your father does for a living. So this one, everybody was a lawyer, a doctor, and this one's a rav. My father was a dry cleaner. Now I understand that there's nothing to be ashamed of, but as a kid, I had some problems with that. In light of what the rest of the parents or the seem to be doing. I remember once I even said he was a chemist because I knew he worked with some chemicals. So I was in back. So then the teacher kept on probing. He said, all right, he's a dry cleaner. He's cleaning, but he uses chemicals. So it bothered me as a kid. I looked up to my father. I mean, when I saw my father as a person of, he is a person of such depth and such Torah and such Yerushalayim, I mean, everything called me the Nechayna. And it bothered me that, you know, if I had to sometimes stop by the store, which it was very rare, if I would stop by the store, you know, to see my father standing there handling with someone or to taking a stain from him. I mean, the mamish, it was a pchisis that I felt for my father. I felt embarrassed, and it hurt me to even go to the store. And then my father didn't really like me to come anyway. So I once asked my father then. I asked my father, how do you, sort of as a child, I was asking, how do you reconcile those two worlds? So my father, I mean, the father, the person that I see at home, and the person who's at work. And my father said that, he said in a very clear way, he said to me that this is not who I am, it's what I do. It's not who I am. This is what I do. I have to do this so that you and your sister and everybody should be okay. But this is not who I am. And I remember I once took some of my boys from yeshiva to a tzaddik. And the tzaddik was going around to ask each of the boys their name. And I remember because we had a boy in the class, his name was Alfasi. His name was Alfasi. So the tzaddik said, Alfasi? You know, the tzaddik said, did you ever hear of the Rif? So he said, sure, it's the guy in the back of the Gemara. So the tzaddik looked at me, he says, what? He said, it's the guy in the back of me, he says, you know, it's not so easy to get the back of the Gemara. And he says, and you know what a person, you know, he says, yeah. And are you a descendant? He says, oh, yes, we're from that family. My father told me we're from Alphas. Then he went to the next one, and he asked the next one, and what are your plans? He says, I'm going to be, he says, such a lashon, I'm going to be an engineer, I think he said. So the tzaddik says, no. So the boy didn't like that. He says, I'm going to be an engineer. So the tzaddik says, no. So the tzaddik explained, you should say better, you plan to work, but to be employed, but to have that kind of profession as an engineer. But you're going to be, you are a Jew, and you're going to be a Jew. And you work as an engineer. Therefore, to identify one's kaiches ha-nefesh with one's profession is a very dangerous thing. I mean, unless you're a rabbi or something. It's malachas hakodesh, but if it's malachas hachol, you know, as per all those people that are running around throwing all their kaiches into this world and saying that I'm no different than Maimonides. You know, I'm no different than the Rambam. Wasn't he a doctor? This is the banner of all. It has nothing to do with... Of course the Rambam was a doctor. He was a Rofei Eloki. He was a godly doctor. And if and those who are like going that way, every moment is a mitzvah. But the Maral is saying, it's a pity. Man uses his guf. All right, the guf we understand. The guf we understand. My father told me he also had to use his guf. He was standing there schwitzing all day in the store. The guf we understand. Nefesh v'haseichel, to become emotionally and intellectually engaged in one's in the malachas of this world, and the 39 malachas is bad enough. You have to do it. You have to take it so seriously. This is not man's shleimus, that he uses these three kaiches, physical, spiritual, and intellectual, that he uses these three kaiches in order to earn a living. And therefore, that's why the Gemara brings. Look how beautiful, the way the Maral learns a medrash, the way the Maral learns a Gemara and a Gadata, for that alone it's kedai to learn Maral. Even if it wouldn't be the whole picture, if it's just the way that he learns in Agarata. So he says, therefore the Gemara brings three animals, the tzvi, the ari, and the shuhal, the deer, the lion, and the fox. Why? Vizaki ha'ari yesh leguf chazak, because the ari is the symbol of physical, of raw physical energy. That's the ari, powerful body. Kasha noidim inyan ha'ari, as it's known. Now the Maral sounds a little confusing. So he says the Ari does not have to use his body for the purposes of his parnasa, which does not mean he doesn't have. Obviously, he has to use his body. He's hunting. He's a predator. So what does it mean? What the Maral is saying here is that he doesn't have to be mitzair his body. He doesn't have to. You don't find him going for stress tests, right? You don't find him having all kinds of aggravation and sitting down and giving a krechts at the mikveh that he can't get from the bench to the mikveh. He's okay until it's time to leave the world, right? Meaning that, of course, he uses his guf, but the guf, he's not matriach the guf. It's not. He doesn't overwhelm that koyach. He doesn't tax it. He doesn't. It's not something which is mitzair his physical life. Therefore, we see that it comes. It comes to naturally. That's how it is. It doesn't have to be with a tzar and with a yegiya. I mentioned last week that whenever there's tzar, whenever there's anguish, it means it's something which is unnatural. It doesn't fit. You're trying to make it fit. You and I have so much tzar as a result of trying to make it parnos and anguish because it's not really who we are. It's not the tzuras ha'adam. Therefore, there's all that anguish, and even though you think that now I finally got the job that I've been waiting for, so it's a matter of time till you can't stand that either, and it's the tzar and the akmas nefesh. Therefore, the Maral says, "Lakach ein lachshav mashalisa adam begufa hu shleimus lo." Therefore, one should not think that the fact that man is mitzayer his guf, that he has to. It works so hard physically, you shouldn't think that's mitzad his shleimus, that's a symbol of his greatness. Why? Next page. Sharebe balei chayim lenimtzadov izeh sheyeh tzorech elav. If it would be man's teva, if it would be his mahus, if it would be who he really was, then he wouldn't have to crash, he wouldn't have problems with it. That would be fine. Therefore, you don't find that by Balei Chaim that they should have to have that. Because the Ari is in Gantz and a guf, right? In other words, the definition of the Ari, of the lion, is that a lion embodies physical strength. Therefore, we find that it's not a tircha, it's not a yegiya. That's who he is, and it comes to him in such a way that's simple and that's sweet. So therefore, that's the lion. That corresponds to the koyach haguf. Ucheneged hakoyach hanafshi. And as far as that which symbolizes the spiritual or emotional aspect of existence, so the Maral says, "Shatnua himin hanefesh." Now this has to be clarified because this is something that we're going to see over and over in the Maral's svarim. In the Maral's writings, motion is an indication of a higher level of spirituality. The more something is capable of moving, tnua is a symbol of life. It's a symbol of a higher life form. Now, what does that mean? So look in footnote 32. Again, we're only going to do the notes that are absolutely, that are necessary in order to help us understand pshat. Yisoid nofut b'sifrei maral. This is a very commonly found yisoid in the maral svarim. Uladugma b'nesiva taira. Seif perik bay is kosov levaris divrei gemara. Shatayra leitimotse olektimse etzel hasachronim v'hatagrim. The Gemara says in Erevin that you will not find Talmid HaChacham, you will not find the high level of Torah by Sacharon and Vitagrim, by the traveling merchants. By the fellows that are traveling, the merchants. The Sacharon. And the Maral explains there in the Siva Torah. Ki bekama mekarmis biyarnu, ki chelke ha'odim hem shloisha. I have explained in a number of places that there are three components to man's existence. Three dimensions. Ha'echad ha'seichel, the intellect. Vasheni wa nefesh, the soul, ashlishi hu aguf, the body. Elu shloisha heim ba'odam. V'kasher ha'echad, I think just was, you have printed twice, kasher? It's just a mistake. V'kasher ha'echad goyver ba'odam. When we find that in a human being, one of these kaiches is more prominent, it's more prominent than the others, that there's not a total symmetry. So there's no question that it's on the cheshbon of a different kayach. In other words, if someone is devoted to that, to the physical life in a very strong way, you know, that's what he's focused on, physical life, there's no question that it's going to take away, it's going to be on the cheshbon of his other kayaches. It's going to be on the cheshbon of his other kaiches. In other words, there is that balance, and if you tip the scale in a certain way, it's going to be on the cheshbon of one of the other kaiches. V'atayri hi l'seichel. We understand that in the human being, that part of him that's called the seichel, the intellect, which is the seat of the neshama, that is what enables him, that is what enables him to perceive, to understand the depths of Torah. V'atagrim shem oivrim v'shavim mibli manayach lahem. As the Tagrim, the traveling merchants that are constantly moving. And they don't have, they're not in a state of what? Of Menucha. Mibli Manoich Lahem. Vehem Balei Tznua. And they're in constant motion. Kamei Shu Loshen Soicher Shuma Saveiv Tamid. The word Soicher even means, Schar Schar means to go Hakofis. Shuma Savi Yadua Ki Atnua Asher Ha'odam Ha'olechim Savi Hila Nefesh Ha'odam. Now, when I said that it's a symbol of a higher life form, I'm not referring to that life form of an intellect. Fakir. The highest madrega is Shabbos, which is Menucha. What does it say about Shabbos? Al yetze ish mimkoimai. Fakir. Shabbos, we sit still. It's the Shev al Tase. Because the Baal Seichel's life is a life that does not require motion. Because his life is a life that revolves around that world of thinking. But when we depart from that highest madrega of Seichel, so the symbol of that departure, they're still a human being, are the Sachum, the Tagrim, that are running around a lot. Running a hin and a hair. Because he says that comes, motion, movement, activity, comes from that quality of man that's called the Nefesh, the stormy Nefesh of the person. Ashem yimena hatnua nimtza. This is found in the writings of the Rambam as well, and all the Kadmonim, Chavis Alevavis, Yudah Halevi, and so on. that the nefesh is that which brings about that motion, that movement. That's what we understand, even on a very simple level. We even find it in English as such a lesson, that when you become emotionally aroused, there could be a lesson of I'm really moved by this. It's a funny thing. I'm moved by this. Ad kedei kach, that Rabbi Nachman says in the Kutta Maran, that you find by people, by all of us, that even if you're not moving, but if your emotions are racing, then you begin to perspire. You become hot, which is a pellet, right? If you start to get nervous, let's say, you start to get nervous. So when you get nervous, even though it could be a beautiful air-conditioned room, and you feel comfortable, everything's fine, but you begin to schwitz. Because what? Because when there's something inside of you, when there's a tnua that's inside a tnua sanefesh, so mimele, it has a roishim, it makes an impression even upon the guf, even on the body, the tnua sanefesh. So even though you're sitting still, you could start sweating, you could start to perspire. V'kashemidah sanefesh, v'shemimen ha tnua goyve v'adam, Therefore, the Maral says that when this quality of the nefesh becomes stronger than the intellect, well, it begins to take over. It's on the cheshvan of what? It's on the cheshvan of Torah. Torah is connected to the seichel. This is how he explains when the Gemara says that you will not find Talmid Chachamim coming from the Sochrim, aside from the obvious practical difficulties of sitting down to learn when you're all over the place. But it's on a much more of an existential level. It's not just because they're preoccupied. It's not just because they're preoccupied. It's because these are people whose livelihoods are associated with the nefesh, that their emotions become awakened, become engaged in that motion and that movement, and that has to take away something from the Koach HaSeichel.
I didn't say it accurately.
Seichel is the highest madriga. There's no question.
This movement takes away. It's like just you're channeling.
Right. Movement can be a diversion or a distortion. What I only meant to say was that that in this world, when amongst the Baal Chaim and so on, so we find that when there is a tnua can mean moving towards something, moving towards a destination and a goal. It can be a simon of something that has greater meaning, that's more important. But in a case where it's dam hakof is, and it's al cheshbon haseichel, so then that's what the Maral says, lechach, mevatel koach haseichli, ad she'ein nimtza ba'adam mishleimus. And that's how he explains in the Gevurah Hashem, Perek Samach. Look how important. Look what he says here. Shaho Yisrael b'shibud Mitzrayim mitzad chelek ha'echad hu haguf. B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim were mishubodim. A person is physically enslaved. So it's terrible. That means his body is being tormented. He's being physically tortured. And that's how the shibud originally began. Therefore, the Baruch Shalom says, "I'm taking you out from the suffering, from the difficulties that Mitzrayim presented to man's physical life, to the life of a Jew. Physically, it was terrible. Ki shibud shel guf hu hamasa." That we were being weighed down by the terrible burden of that physical slavery. Ulefichach hachamor, this is what I mentioned before, therefore the donkey, shubal choymer v'guf, that it is defined as the most physical of all creatures. In other words, it has the least input of nefesh or seichel, b'chlalna, but it is purely guf. A chamor is in ganzen chumri. It doesn't mean it's the strongest. Obviously, you know, a lion, a tiger, they're stronger than a dog. But it means it doesn't have anything other than chaymer. Kemat doesn't have a nefesh chiyuni, a life force. It's the closest that a living thing can get to a lower life form of a plant or a rock. Therefore, the donkey is always going to carry, is going to be soivel. The Baruch Shem says, I'm taking you out, mitachas, that's what I'm taking you out. Vaitzeis mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. That a Jew shouldn't be, that a Baal Seichel, a Baal Nefesh, how long can he go on being Soivel, the Shibud HaGuf? That's what he says. Ki kasher HaGuf chazak hu noisei masa godl, v'kasher HaNefesh kal v'zor z'tnua, when the Nefesh is kal, is light, and is quick in motion, hu muchan li yezoriz u'mahir ba'avayda, then the nefesh brings to zrizus. That midah of zrizus, the body itself is heavy, is very heavy. The nefesh is what creates the zrizus, the motion, the movement, the enthusiasm, and so on. V'timtze behema kamar chamor, shubali vorm chazakim, therefore you find that the donkey that has very strong limbs, noyse masa kaved, can carry a very heavy load, aval einay mahir betnua. It's not fast. Because, again, there's an imbalance of kaychus, right? Here you have an animal who's invested himself into the guf. Therefore, we understand that he's lacking in nefesh. The same way that a person who's invested just in guf and nefesh, like the sochrim, like the traveling merchants, it's on the cheshbon of seichel. So with the animal, he's saying that the animal that's invested into the world of guf, memele, it's lacking in the mehirus and the zrizus and the movement and the motion that is associated with that's called nefesh. Therefore, and this is what I meant, that there's a higher life form. somebody who is moving quickly with his he can't bear that heavy weight. In Mitzrayim, it wasn't that they just were meshabed us physically, that the bodies were soivel under the load of civilized Mitzrayim. And not only that, that's masa godel ma'od shuhum aleches atid. It's not only that, but the pace of the work was meshuga. And as it got closer to redemption, the gula, the pace got crazier, right? The mehirus, the tnuais, were becoming increased. The velocity was going crazy. It was moving. This midah that a Jew has of zvizas, this is what I mean. It's a midah elokis, zvizas. That midah of zvizas, It's Rav Hutner discusses in one place in Pachad Yitzchak that the Indian of Zviz is the effort of a person to break beyond the time barrier. This world is a world of Zman. We're Meshubin. Even the finest, most intellectual person is nevertheless caught in the physical world that is defined by time and by space. There is such a thing that a person who tries to escape that. In modern times, Professor Einstein revealed that in nature, there's a tenua that's taking place. There's something that's happening in this world, and that somehow the bria, on some level, is seeking to overcome the constraints of this world. There's a dialectic in reality, and lemaisa, therefore, the meaning of mitzvah habo liyodcha al tach mitzana, right? Zviza makdim le mitzvahs. Mitzvah habo liyodcha al tach mitzana. So the Gemara learns that from where? The Gemara learns it from chametz, matzes. Atach mitzana, that if you let the mitzvah sit, it becomes chametz dig. So Rav Hutner points out, what chametz means that it's possible. That doesn't seem fair. A mitzvah that you delay doing, if it still is within the zman, why should it become chametz? Chametz means it's altogether no good. It's finished. You can't use it. So if I put on tefillin, instead of putting on tefillin at 7, I put on tefillin at 8, it's chametz? Let's say, what's chametz? So Hutner in that sicha explains, it means that the ideal human being is one whose actions are coming from the seichel, directed by the seichel, that are filtered through the nefesh that drives him with enthusiasm to carry out mizrizas. If a human being is not a zariz, it doesn't mean necessarily work, but with mitzvahs, if he's not a zariz, so Vutna says it is on some level an indication that the person is chametzdik. There's a psul in the gavra. There's something wrong with him. That suras ha'adam is not healthy if he doesn't carry out mitzvahs bezrizes. In other words, it's not just a better mitzvah. When Chazal say that it's a chametzdik mitzvah, of course you yoytze al pi shulchan aruch, you yoytze tefillin, you put on an hour later, you yoytze. If the bris was a little bit later, you yoytze. But vayashkem avram baboyke was a midah elokis. It's a godly midah. That drives the nefesh, because the nefesh is by nature kal hatnua, it moves. But the shibud in Mitzrayim was on both levels: the heaviness and the weightiness of the work, civilized Mitzrayim, and the fact that also there were rushings. Ukeneged shibud haguf yoyimar vahitzesi eschem mitachas civilized Mitzrayim. That's the physical shibud. Ukeneged shibud hanefesh omar. V'itzalti eschem me'avaydasam. Ki hoye koishi ha'avayda imitzad eichus ha'avayda v'imitzad komus ha'avayda. The difficulty of Mitzrayim was in terms of the nature, the quality of the avayda of the slavery, and also the amount of slavery. V'eichus ha'avayda misyachis laguf. The heaviness, the nature of what we're doing that relates to the physical body. It's harder to schlep, it's harder to lift. The komus ha'avayda, the amount of avayda, how much you're doing, how much you have to rush and hurry, that's related to the nefesh. So yitzrichim lamaher b'mleches ha'avoyda. V'amehirus shayach el ha'nefesh shaboy ha'tnua. This is the Indian of tnua. Let's look back in the text, right after footnote 32. So the tnua, yeah.
What's the relationship between the stationary aspect and lack of movement?
What do you mean? I mean, like,
the seichel are both not moving. We're going from not moving to moving to not moving.
Seichel on the highest level is there's the Menuchas HaNefesh, right? Menuchas HaNefesh, Menuchas HaSeichel.
Between those two states of not moving, the earlier state of Guf and the state of Seichel.
Oh, I see. No, certainly not. No. The Menuchas HaGuf is the fellow that pops open a can of beer and drops himself half dead in front of a television to watch a football game. And even there, Shlomo Mel says, Masuka Shinas Ha'oived. There's also a geshmak in that. I'm sure we could all vouch. I don't mean, God forbid, for a can of beer. I mean, whatever it is that you like, but to relax a little bit. It's Menuchas HaGuf. There's also. No, Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh, or Menuchas, or that Yishuv Hadas, the word Yishuv Hadas, what that means, Yishuv Hadas, you're right, it's moving from the lowest Madrega to the highest Madrega. In between, in other words, in order for me to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh, I have to frantically go about being Mekayim Mitzvahs, and pour all my Kaiches and Tnuas HaNefesh, steiging in learning and steiging in Mitzvahs. Then I can reach the highest Madrega, which is Shabbos, which is Menuchas HaNefesh. Masha'enikain, when it comes to Menuchas HaGuf, that's Mitzad Pachisas HaAdam. It's mitzvah b'chisas adam. That we understand, even on the most basic level, even in the secular world, a person who is lazy is not respected. It's not respected. Because even in that level of guf, he's immobilized. So you're right. There's the primal level of guf. There's then the intermediary stage of the frantic movement of the soul, through which I am able to achieve, hopefully, Shabbos and Yishuv Hadas, Yemais HaMashiach, Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh does not mean I didn't have to work for something. That's very often a mistake that we make. We like to think that Menuchas HaNefesh means, and Yishuv Hadas means, I don't have to think about anything. That's not what the Tzaddikim meant in the Svarim. They said Yishuv Hadas, to be just empty. Yishuv Hadas means after working very, very hard, just like you see, matzah has to be something that could, that can come lidei chimutz, but it doesn't, right? Meaning that in order that the matzah should stay matzah, you have to work very hard with the matzah, that it shouldn't be mischametz, that it shouldn't go to the wrong place. But it means a yegiyah, it means a malach, it means an avoida. And then one can achieve a level of yishuv hadas. What did David HaMelech have to go through until he came to a darga of libi cholol b'kirbi, where it was no longer, he was that level of tzaddik, v'tayvlo, where David HaMelech no longer had to struggle with the Yetzahara, and so on. He had to go through a life of that ma'avak ha-nefesh, of that struggle of the nefesh. I don't know if I answered the question. Did I? But those are the two levels of menucha. One is a level of menucha that is a symbol of man's pachisas, and the other is a level of menucha that's a symbol of man's achievements, of man's greatness, of the tzuras adam. That's what we're saying. So on top, al ze amar. So which animal corresponds to this? Al ze amar shehat svi sheyesh by mehiras atnu ma'oid. Therefore, is this animal the deer that we know is always associated with swiftness? Rotz kitzvi. Tzvi is always associated with swiftness. Therefore, it's tzvi sheyesh by mehirus atnu ma'oid. Hareish like koyach zebiyoser. It's a symbol of this koyach of mehirus. Therefore, it's associated that same tzvi, which is always associated with swiftness. Rotz kitzvi, as it says in the Mishnah. Rotz, he brings down here from the Rishonim already, from the Radak and others, that rotz is a lashon of ratzon. And that doesn't require any explanation at all. Rotz is from the lashon of rotzen. It means I want something. When I want something, I move towards it. When I want something, I'm excited about it. I run. That lashon of that, and even in Aramis, the lashon of tzavi or tzavi, like on the ksuba. That lashon of tzadik beis yud in Aramis means what? To want. It means rotzen. Right? It means to want something. Tzvi, tzovi, means to want. Rotz kitzvi means to have the rotzen that will motivate you. It means motivation. So the tzvi is the symbol of motivation. Again, the tzvi, even though of course it's moving in order to survive, it, of course it's running. But the lightness and the swiftness of the tzvi is not something which comes by yegiyah. It's not something that comes with tsar, with anguish, or with misery, or aggravation. It's not something that causes the tzvi to have difficulties. That's his natural karech, and therefore it comes to him naturally, and it's without any tsar, any aggravation. L'firach Omar, therefore it says, V'layri'isi tzvi kayutz. You never see that the tzvi has to work during the summer to take care of his parnosa. You never see that the tzvi should have to run back and forth worrying the entire summer to gather its food into some sort of a storage place or a house and so on. And the third animal, Omar Lariisi Shual Chenvani. The fox is an animal that is a manifestation on some level of that koich that we refer to. It doesn't mean the same sechel chalil as a human being, but it's the koich hasechli. Ki ha-shul ha-zayesh bai chochma mikol chayis ha-sode. Because the shul, the fox, is the cleverest of the animals of the field. Ve'im mishamash b'koich zeh l'tzarech panazoso. And the shul does not have to use that l'tzarech panasoso. Therefore, liyes chanvoni balmasomati never found it into their livelihood. That's the point. They're not pouring themselves into their livelihood. Their livelihood is kelachayat. They're not pouring themselves into their livelihood. The kavens of the maral, the kavens shle nimsav abalichaim shi yishamshu b'koiches elu l'tzarech panasos. See. Since we see that the animals do not have to use their essential koiches, there's to be matriach and be miyageya their essential koiches for the purpose of their panasa. Imkein, masha ha'odam poil b'koyach gufo v'zeyas apai. That a human being is stuck in this world of schlepping and v'zeyas apai and schwitzing v'noyse masa gorlo tzarech parnasoso and what he has to go through for the purpose of his parnasa. Ein ze mitzad shleimus ha'odam. That doesn't reveal the shleimus of them. That's a big b'dei eved. That he has to pour his kaiches into something which is so unbecoming. It's so unnatural for him. And because it's unnatural, he hates it. Because it's unnatural, he's always longing to get out of all of that. He can't stand it. And the fact that man has to engage in these malachis, it's because of the it's a punishment, it's an einish, it's the result of the chait, of the sin. The word chait means, as the Rishonim say, means to miss the point. Like when you're shooting the target, lachti esamatara means that you missed the target. The word chait means distortion. That's what it means. It means a distortion. Man is not able to rest. Doesn't stop. He can't stop. He has to try to be like a tzvi. But he's not even like a tzvi, because it's for tzvi, it's a mechayah to run around. It doesn't bother him at all. But we're running around and we can't stand it. And that a person has to invest his koyach nefesh, his emotions, and his motions, emotions and motions. And he has to use his emotional drive and motivation. And I think, I was never in the corporate world, Baruch Hashem, but the little that I've read, and especially I think nowadays, there's a tremendous amount of koyaches that are being invested into trying to increase the motivation of one's workforce, correct? That's one of the most important things now. How to motivate your chever. How to get them motivated. So it used to be in the old days, you motivate them with a shtekel, you know, with a whip. That's how you get them. You want to be motivated? I'll motivate you. Nowadays, of course, we're already, Besser, I mentioned, it's not nice. So how do you motivate your workers? This was the failure of communism. This was something that the Rishonim, Yimach Shemam, that they didn't anticipate. That you're creating a country of hundreds of millions of people who are not motivated. They're just not motivated because they're working for somebody else. So that lack of motivation. So that we find, the Maral says, that a person that you have to, that you're using all your koiches of motivation. You're the most motivated person in your firm. you're a businessman, and you and for the moment that a person opens his first business, he's already dreaming about a French, you know, branching out and what's going to be, and there's going to be a world empire. It's going to be a world empire, like the Maestro from Sanzarov, the Rebbe Chaim said. There was another lady. She was an Alman, and she had all the little children, and she had such a miserable life. So somebody was kind enough to give her an egg, and the children were so hungry. Ah, this is great. We're going to divide it up. So she says, Kindlach, what are you talking about? Do you know what this is? We're not going to cook this. We're going to try to see to it that this is going. We're going to warm it, have it taken care of, that it should be. We should be able to hatch. There should be able to be another chicken, and then we're going to be able to mate this one with that. We're going to borrow another one, and then we're going to have a chicken farm. And from this, they're going to be each day. I figure they're going to be thousands of eggs, and then we're going to branch. And then she's getting all excited. She throws up her arms and she drops the egg on the floor, like the sons of Rav said, Amaisa, the Rechaim. That he says, this is the story of a person, you know, in this world. With all the chalomos, with all the this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and bein kach, it falls on the floor. So the tragedy of man who invests his emotions, he puts his emotions in his kaychas nefesh, in his tnuas nefesh. How do I motivate myself to make more money? Which I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with being a motivated person at work. One should never be a batlan. Because it influences everything that you do. If you're a batlan at work, Mistam, you'll be a batlan in other things as well, in learning and so on. But a person should always do a good job. But the koyches hanefesh, the scheming, the dreaming, the planning, right? That goes into what? Into things that aren't mitzad hashleimus. So he says, "Ve'in zim mitzad hashleimus." Shavei leinim tzeze bebalechaim. Shem lamatim emenu. Animals are lower than human beings. They don't have to put their mohus into what they're doing. That he should have to use all of his seichel to put his seichel. Remember last week I said there's a seichel. There are different levels of seichel. Obviously you have to be intelligent. You have to use your intellect at work. But it's not the same thing to hover over a tosfos or a gemara, and the koyches haseichel, the pnimius haseichel. That's something which one uses, which one reserves for only pnimius hatayra and pnimius havoida. So he says, "V'chein ein shleimus haseichel shel adam l'shamish be'al parnasos akevin shel nimtzah shetzarich dovezah bal chay shupachis min ha'adam." Shupachis min ha'adam. A man was created in a natural way, we wouldn't have to do that. That's why he brings in the footnote that it says by the whole Bria, by all of Bracious, Kitoiv, Kitoiv. Toiv means it's finished, it's done, doesn't have to do this. And by the Adam it says Toiv Ma'id. Adam was created in his natural state, Toiv Ma'id. He doesn't have to do, everything is fine, he has what he needs. All of that was lost as a result of the Chait. Vim Kain, Masha Ha'adam Meshubach Mikol Shar Balechayim. That man is most praiseworthy. That man is the greatest of all creation. Therefore, it befits man. You'll see where he's getting at now to the tachlis of this Torah is about. Therefore, it befits the human being, who's the tachlis of creation, that he should have pu'ulas miyuchadais. That he should have. It certainly is. So the Maral already proved it is certainly not. Work that's certainly not building and sewing and all of that. That's an indication of man's greatness. That's a Rachmanis. It's a Rachmanis, and he has to put his koiches. His koiches are not being used for his shleimus. But there are certain koiches that man has, and there are certain guidelines that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us, instructions to direct us into areas of life where we should and we can pour our koiches and nefesh. We're not left in the jungle. The Baruch Shalom has pu'ulas miyuchadois for the human being, for the Jew, for a Yid, where the Yid fits in naturally and comfortably into that world. And that's mitzad tiva, his teva. So he says, the Rosh Shalom pu'ulas is only proper, the man should have pu'ulas miyuchadois, special, unique pu'ulas, activities that correspond to who he really is. Doesn't mean building and so on. Because now man is a bal chisaron, and because he's a bal chisaron, he was cursed with b'zeis pechat ha'alechem, the 39 malachas. Therefore, he needs all these things. Therefore, there must be pu'ulas that correspond to man's real spiritual nature, who he really is. Not mitzad man in his failed state. Man is a sinner. Man is a failure. Man is a failure is benapsha yovi lachma. He's putting his kaiches into his bread. But there must be a way back. There must be pu'ulas that the Baruch Shalom gave us that are addressing the deepest part of who we are, even if you might not understand it. But they're nurturing and sustaining the very essence of who we are. There must be pu'ulas like that. Hashem is yachsim el anapshay, hashiyesh le nefesh el akiz. V'imkein nishara hashayla. The question remains, Maral says. Eizeh hema pu'ulas hamiyichodes lai. What are these pu'ulas? It's not banking, it's not this, it's not sowing, it's not building. So what? Hamsiachsois el malosai b'meshi yeshle nefesh sichli. What are the pu'ulas? What are the activities that this human being who has a sechel eloki, a godly neshama, a nefesh eloki, even a guf eloki, even an exalted body, the body of a Jew is different. Chassam Sofer said that it's not possible for a non-Jewish doctor to really understand even a Yiddish a guf. That a Jewish body is different. So it must be that the Yiddish neshama, the seichel, the Yiddish the nefesh, and the Yiddish guf, it must be that there are pu'ulas that engage these three kaiches in activities that reveal, that strengthen, that are megala. What? The Adam. The Jew. So he says, Lo yishar lo yimaki rak ki ha-pu'ulas ha-mesyachseis al-malas nafshay him ha-pu'ulas ha-elekiyas. There are godly activities. Ve-hei mitzvahs ha-tayra. And these are what the mitzvahs are for. This is the definition of a mitzvah. This is the meaning of a mitzvah. Look at footnote 40. All mitzvahs are sichlius elokius. All mitzvahs connect to the godly intellect. Even if you don't understand the mitzvah. Certainly it's a wonderful thing to understand the mitzvah as much as you can, but even if you don't understand when you're doing it, you're mizdabek, you are attached to the Seichel Eloki. That act itself, that activity is one which empowers, which strengthens the Seichel Eloki. For a Seichel Eloki ha'elyon, ha'bezen nafshay tzrufa, v'az dovak ba'yizbarach, v'shuv lo yakshaloch, klal, eich efshar shiikna odam atzloch elyon aldei ma'isei ha'mitzviz. You're wondering, how is a human being supposed to acquire that shleimus, that perfection, by doing what? By wrapping some straps around his arm and putting a thing on his doorpost and chesvos, all of these physical things. How is he supposed to achieve shleimus through these things? Ki heim al ha-teva. In truth, he says the mitzvahs they take place within teva. They are performed in this world, in the natural world. But be'emes and where they come from, what they are is, which is heim al ha-teva. In the Lashon of the Tanya says, he brings from the Zohar Kaddish. He says, the Zohar is telling us that when you do a mitzvah, you're embracing the king. So Lashon and Zohar, you're embracing the king. So the Tanya says, no, and sometimes the king is wearing kama v'kama levusha, right? So the king might be wearing an undershirt, a shirt, a sweater, a jacket, an overcoat. So you don't feel the king's presence at all when you hug him. He's embracing the king. That's the mitzvahs of a mitzvah. That's what it means. Therefore, with these maisim, you are dovik. You are attached to that seder. It's a different seder. It's a seder asichli. Because odam oisa hamitzvah, she maisa sichli. When you're doing a mitzvah, which is an activity of the seichel, hinei miskar bezel ha-mayla ha-nevdelis, you are drawing close to that transcendent level of the neshama. Umetzaref nafshay min ha-teva ha-chomris, and you're purifying without even realizing it. You're becoming better. You're refining yourself. Ke ha-maysi shel ha-mitzvah maysi eloki, v'yiknu b'shvil kach atzloche al-yoyne b'shvil ha-chibur v'adibig v'zeh. That's a natural process for a Jew. That's what happens. That's what a mitzvah does. Certainly, there's no question that if you do the mitzvah b'tchilu rechima with yira, with ahava, with you pour your kaiches into it, your kaiches ha-nefesh and your kaiches ha-guf, certainly that will make the mitzvah that much more meaningful and you'll be that much more excited. But the mitzvah mitzad atzma, the Maral is saying, is a what? Is a pu'ula elokis. It is a godly activity. It's a pu'ula elokis. Back on top after 40. V'heim heim yuchadim el ha'adam. And they are unique. They are uniquely related to the Adam. Lefi ma'ilas nafshah elokis. He's going to explain, Mitzvah, we're going to see this next time, how this relates to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. That non-Jews also have mitzvahs, but the interesting thing is that their mitzvahs are seven which relate to the natural world. Right? The world of Teva is seven. We'll talk more about that Mitzvah next week. Because they also have mitzvahs. But we'll see that the Maral explains the difference between the Sheva Mitzvahs of B'nei Noach and the Tayag Mitzvahs of Yisrael. Two different Bechinas altogether. The Sheva Mitzvahs of B'nei Noach that are responding to the physical needs of the human being and to the most basic needs to establish this physical world as a place which is normal, which can be safe and good, as opposed to the mitzvahs of a Jew, where the tachlis is not just that the world should be settled and safe and good, but that the world should be a place which is meloi chal haaretz kvaydai. It's to bring to mimegalik kvayd shamayim. There's a difference. That's what we have to understand, the nature of a mitzvah, mi mitzvah satayra, and one of the mitzvahs, mi sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Vim tishol v'tayim, it's another few minutes. Vim tishol v'tayim, im kain. So you could ask. Hare kol ha-pulis ha-miyuchodis to kol echod ve-echod men ha-nevroim ha-pulis mischaivis mimenu mi-atzmai v'enu mishana pulaisav. He says, you see, by everything in the world, it naturally does what it needs to do. And they're carrying out their pu'ulas, they're carrying out their activities in a way that's natural. So you could ask the same kasha. It's hard for me to build a sukkah. Mitzvahs don't come naturally, it seems. I also say yegiyah, it's an amelas. In other words, if it's l'chayra, it should be that the same way that when it comes to all the other nevarim, all other creatures in this world, the pu'ulas, the activities that they need, they don't have to go to college, and they don't have to go to yeshiva l'avdol. It's a natural part. It evolves into that comfortable awareness of what it needs in order to survive. This is something that you see. If you really think about this, you could cry. Because the Maral, you know what the Maral is going to say. The Maral is going to say what Yeshaya Navi already said. Yod Asher Kaneyu, the Chamor Evuz Balav Yisrael Lo Yoda Ami Lo Yisbeinen. Right? Really, Bamison, a mitzvah should be the greatest, most delightful thing for a Jew. It's something which fits when a Jew is living as a Jew in the real way. So he explains. Why do you have to have a whole Maimed HaSinai and the Baruch Shalom is coming and telling me and he's holding a mountain? What do I have to have that for? It should be that the Torah should be something on my own. If these are pulas elokias, then the same way that I know physically in order to survive, I naturally will eat and will drink and so on. So it's the same thing when it comes to the pulas elokias. A Jew should naturally understand that my life depends on these things, and therefore he should be compelled to do these things. He's davar zein sheila. It's taka true. These pu'ulas should come from within man. Therefore, by the way, we do find such a thing, right? When the Gemara says about Avraham Avinu that the Ovis kept the entire Torah. So the Chazal say, how did Avraham Avinu know to keep the Torah? So one opinion says that his kloyus, that his kidneys became like fountain springs, well springs of knowledge. That means that he understood the Torah. He knew about Afilo Eftav Shilin. He knew about all the mitzvahs of the Torah from where? From his kidneys, from his intestines, from his heart, from his liver. What does that mean? That means that when a human being is living in a way that's shleimus, so then itake comes about in such a way that there is a natural, comfortable pu'ula. That is the result of this. I am. This is who I am. he's on that level that's called an atzmi. An atzmi. He is what he needs to be. And in such a case, like Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu was using all the karchas of his guf, of his nefesh, and his seichel to discover the Baruch Shalom, Mela, his kidneys opened up and told him Torah mitzvahs. There is such a madrega.
Is it instinctively? Or?
Instinctively. There is such a thing. There's such a mitzvahs. Instinctively. That it wells up within the person himself. There's a ruach hakodesh. There's this natural awareness. It should come. Eli says what? Hala yetzahara shabara ba'adam hu mevia elapulis arose. But the yetzahara. Alright, so we understand that it's a taina kivyachal against the Bari Kalalomim. It's against the Baruch Shalom. Sofkosof, the Baruch Shalom created the yetzahara. That's why we find that there was that there were tzaddikim like the Gemara in the fifth parak in Brachas that were matir dvarim klape mala, that they had tainis Moshe ben Elyonovi and so on, Chana, that there were certain tainis and there were disagreements, because sof kol sof like ma yasa haben v'layechta, so the Baruch Shalom doesn't have a taina, those things that are coming mitzad that amount of ra that he created within us, the Baruch Shalom gave us the ability to overcome that Yetzahar. And that's man's Bechir. But he says, Allah Yetzahar Shabar Badum Mivila Pulus Aros. Shabos Mimena Mitzad Yetzahar Shabai. Valzeh Haychiach Moshe Rabbeinu Olu V'Sholem. Next page. Es Yisrael V'Omar. It's coming mamish up. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hazinu HaShamayim V'Adabera. V'sish Maharetz Imrei Fi. Kamesh Hazinu, listen. Shamayim and Aretz. I'm taking you as Edom, right? Heaven and earth. What does that mean? Footnote 44. Loshna Hal, and he explains. Vakasha Hanavim 44. Vakasha Hanavim Hoyamachichin Es Yisrael Hoyamachichim Oysamadvar Mativim. Always the Nevi'im would rebuke us, would tell us off by pointing to things in nature. And everybody said, well, do you have a taina? They don't have Bechira. I have Bechira. But that's when the Nevi'im would tell us off. K'mayshu ma'anov Yeshaya. Yoda Sharkenei. Look, even an ox knows who the owner. Or Moshe, Adoin Kala Nevi'im Omar, Hazinu HaShemayim. The heavens are able to bear testimony. V'omru b'sifri, alzeh. Omru lahem, istakul b'shemayim v'arv. Zekol HaShem. Look at the heavens, look at the earth. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Everything's okay. When I create all these things to serve you, they have no reward and punishment. And they didn't change, they didn't distort anything. Did you ever see that the sun should move towards the east? Or you planted one type of a thing and something else is growing, a different thing. I'm telling you, if you do what you're supposed to do, I'm going to reward you. Vim lav to kabluin, there's lachas kama v'kama. So kava chayma, lachas kama v'kama, that you should do what you're supposed to do. No, the bechira makes this something which is a challenge every moment of our lives. But back on top, after 44, kilafia seder hasichli. But this is the seder hasichli. Roi shiyeschayv v'hapulus min kol niver v'niver kafim asheroi. It should be taka. Each thing that's created in this world has its pulus and naturally carries out those activities. Vel ha'odem shenafshe elikis sichlis, and the human being whose nafshe is elikis and sichlis, roi loy pulus miyuchadois. It becomes him to be involved in these specific pulus, godly pulus, v'hem pulus amitzvus shabatayra, rak yayetzer horem ma'akev. The yetzahor is ma'akev. Look at footnote 45. Kain Mavur Baramban Pashas in Bereshis base. The Beer Dargis Adam Rishon Terem Shalachim Pieta Das. It says the Ramban's telling us about the Madrega of Adam Rishon before he ate from the tree. Vizelashain, this is the Ramban. Kia Adam Hayaisa Betiva Mashiroi Lasus. He did naturally what he was supposed to do. Kashiyas was Shemaim Bechotzavam. And that's what it says. Payale Emes, Shapur Lasim Emes. All the things of this world, Shemayim and Otsa Payale Emes, the stars, the moon, they are, and Pulosim is Emes. V'lo Yishalnu is Tafkidin, like we say in Kiddush Levana. Vein lehem b'masei mahava zinu. No hate, no love, no hate. Or priya ilan hazeh hayom moilin harotzen, and the result of eating from that tree was that it gave birth to rotzen, chefes, to a certain desire. She yivchru ayuchlo b'dovra o b'hoivcha. That now man has the choice to choose one thing and its opposite, the toiv or the ra. Or Eben Efshachaim Sharal Pregvav Bagod Maslovinian Shehirchi Levar Sheitzar Nichnas Laguf Adam Rak Laachas Achal Meitzadas. That initially, that's the famous Efshachaim. In the beginning, the Yetzar existed outside of man. in the form of a snake, the Nachash HaKadmoni, there was certainly a level of Bechira in man from the very beginning. But it was something that when he would look at evil, was something that was not confused. It wasn't something that was part of his psyche. It was something that was outside of him. As Nefesh Chaim is saying, the chait brought about such a thing with the Zuhama, with the filth of the Nachash, became part of man's life. And now we're involved in the Birum of sorting out the Toiv and the Ra, and the Emes and the Sheker. Yeah, you're going to say something? That's the result of that's the Bedeavid. We're now in stage in Shlav Beis, which is all the Bedeavid. So we're going to talk about this more. So right, Be'emison. So he's saying that the person meets Sad Tivo. This is really who he is. The Yetzahar is a ma'akev to the natural. Means that it's an impediment. It's an obstruction to the natural march of a Jew and where he should be going in this world. There's something that's in the way, and therefore, all of life is a milchama, is a war, especially the month of Elul, when we fought the first war with Sichon, and the tribe, the Sheva, the Kohen Arizal of the month of Elul is Shevet God. And Rashi says the Inyan of God, Baruch Marachiv God, is to lead the Jewish people to milchama, right, to fight that war, to lead us to war. And Eliyahu Navi is Mishevet God. So the Inyan of Eliyahu Navi, who tears and breaks down all things that are in the way of a Jew marching forward into this world to become who he has to become, to reach that point of the Har HaBayis inside of himself. that's the whole Inyan of the month of Elul. I explained in the Shir last week in Shul. The whole Inyan of Elul is 2 weeks ago. Is Erev Shabbos. Elul is the sixth month. In the month, it's Erev Shabbos. Tishrei is Shabbos. So the whole Indian of Erev Shabbos is a hachana for Shabbos. It's to move forward, not to let the obstacles get in my way, to go weiter. That's what Erev Shabbos is all about. And Elul, which is Erev Tishrei, the whole Indian of Elul is a milchama, is to be able to go weiter, to fight and to move ahead. The Yetzirah is the ma'akev, and that's where the war takes place. We should be zayich mitzvah Hashem to overcome that Yetzirah and to get to the place where we need to get to, Bez Hashem. We'll continue.